This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ballgame on 95.3 FM, 1350 AM, and always streaming on the new and improved KTIK app.
Idaho Sports Talk, Prater and the Ball Game. Prater, we are excited about being able to do this interview. Here we are finally with the new head men's basketball coach at the University of Idaho, Alex Pribble. Coach Pribble joins us. Coach Pribble, welcome to this state. Welcome to this program. How are you? And thank you for giving us some time down here on KTIK Sports Radio in Boise.
I'm terrific, fellas. I appreciate you having me on today. Everything's going really well. Just excited to get the ball rolling.
This is going to be awesome, Coach. I always ask this, why Idaho? What attracted you to this job?
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of things. First and foremost, I've spent the last 10 years in the Northwest, building championship programs that had been struggling a little bit and that needed a turnaround job, and we invested in them and found a way to turn them into champions. And so it really lined up well. I feel really comfortable with the vision that Terry Golic, the athletic director, and her team of associate athletic directors had for the program. There's a lot of things about the university, the academic caliber of the university, that's really exciting as well. So my wife and I are really, really looking forward to getting out there, man.
Why are you the right guy, in your opinion? Why is Alex Pribble the fit at this time, at this junction, in this program?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things. The first and probably the most important is that I think the community is itching for somebody to come in and bring some juice to the program. There's a framework there that absolutely can be successful. The program is built for success. And so my experience of spending the last 10 years within the Northwest, recruiting within those areas, understanding the landscape, I think it's prepared me very well to have success here. And I think the community is ready for it, man. I really do.
Alex Pribble, the new Idaho Vandals head men's basketball coach, being introduced at a press conference this afternoon right there on campus. Coach, let's talk about you. We need to get to know you just a little bit. California Absolutely. Kid, you went to Cal, and as you said, you spent the last 10 years coaching in the Pacific Northwest area. You've got a cool track record of associate head coach, assistant coach. You've kind of bounced all over the place. You've checked a lot of boxes in your resume. If I ask who Alex Pribble is, where would you start?
Yeah, I think I'd start with what you said as kind of growing up in the Bay Area of California, playing at Cal Berkeley. I was a walk-on initially as a player, and I don't start there because I was any sort of great player. I was by no means a great basketball player, but what I was is a kid who every time he took the floor, he had an intensity, a passion, kind of earned every inch as a walk-on, as a basketball player. And I think I'm kind of wired the same way as a coach, wired the same way as a person. So I had a great experience there at Cal. That led me into the coaching profession, and I've spent that, like I said, the last 10 years up in the Northwest, but have kind of been all over the place. I've spent time building my own program at the Division II level at St. Martin's University. That's really where I kind of cut my teeth and understood all the ins and outs of what it takes to run a program, but also have been in the Big Sky. I've been at Eastern Washington University and won a championship there. Really had a great experience working there. And then more recently, being at Seattle University, being the associate head coach, I had some time recruiting to a very high level, had some time running the scheduling and things along those lines. So, like you said, I've kind of bounced around a lot, seen it from a lot of different angles. But right now, I'm just excited to take the reins at Idaho and see what we can do.
Alex Pribble, the new Idaho men's basketball coach, was a head coach at Tamalpais High School from 2008 to 2011, and also at St. Martin's University from 2015 to 2019. As we said, you kind of bounced back and forth, but now you're a head coach. Were you built to be a head coach? Is everything you've done, going back to being a head coach, going to be an assistant coach, got you to this point where you are now, and that you wanted to be a head coach and have always wanted to be a head coach?
Yeah, I believe so. It's been my dream to be able to take over my own program and really invest everything I have into the program, run it the way, I see fit, based upon the cultural values, the core values that we believe in. So I'm excited and I'm ready to do it. At Tamalpais High School, that was a long time ago. That was right out of college, and it was a great experience. The hometown that I grew up in and learned a lot during that time, was also teaching and spending some time in the classroom. But at St. Martin's, that's really where I think I grew the most and where I really learned to how to run a program. We took over a program that was 6-22 and turned them into champions a couple years later.
I went to the dance with Eastern Washington a few years back as well, part of that Ben Braun era at Cal, kind of Leon Poe, Ryan Anderson. Mm-hmm. I remember those guys, Coach Pribbs. And now that you get this gig, what is kind of the first order of business aside from, you know, putting up, you know, beautiful pictures of you and your wife in your office and that type of deal up there, what's the first order of business or business, you know, first orders of business for Coach Pribble once you get your you hit your feet on the ground there in Moscow?
You're firing me up right now bringing those names up, man. Those are some great memories. Those are some great basketball players, great friends. I've been hearing from a lot of those guys over at Cal recently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the first step in terms of hitting the ground running, there's a couple pieces of it, but the first one is getting to know our guys, getting to know our current roster. The cupboard is by no means bare at Idaho. There's some talent on the roster. There's some great players, some great people, some great student athletes. And so I got to get to know those guys. Got to sell them on my vision and see if it's the right fit for them. So understanding our current roster is a big part of what we need to do first and foremost. And then just getting to know the landscape a little bit. You know, I'm really excited to get into the community, to meet the administrators on campus, to meet some of the power players in Moscow, and just kind of talk to them about my vision for the program. So it's twofold. It's players. You know, this program is going to be built on the foundation of great people. So it's players. It's getting in the community. And then along with that, it's also building the coaching staff, you know, that I trust that we're going to be in this thing together and know we're going to do it the right way. And so I think those are the primary things that come to mind. It's making sure our roster is set the right way right off the bat, which means hitting the ground and recruiting as well. Then building that coaching staff and getting involved in the community.
Idaho Vandals, they've had 5 straight losing seasons. Alex Pribble's the man to try to fix that. Coach, do me a favor and just give me that recruiting speech. If I'm a recruit, and you're trying to sell Idaho right now, beyond that beautiful building, beyond that beautiful community, beyond a lot of other things, you're trying to sell me on a basketball program that's really been struggling for 5 years. How do you get me to Moscow?
Well, I tell you what, you can go 2 different routes. You know, you can go into a program that's had success. You just follow in the footsteps of guys before you, and you just follow, you know, you're kind of robotic. You just do exactly what the people in front of you have done. Or you can be a trailblazer. You know, you can go somewhere where there's an opportunity to do something that hasn't been done in a long time. Now, there's a rich tradition at the University of Idaho. You know, you go back to some great coaches that have been here, some great players. There's some championships back in the day, but it hasn't been done in a while. So if I'm a player, if I'm a recruit, I want to go somewhere where my name, you know, is going to mean something in that community. And I think the University of Idaho provides that. I think the Vandal community is so strong. The passion they have for the athletic department is so strong that if you're a recruit and you're walking on that campus, you're going to know right away that that's where you want to be. And you're going to have the opportunity to do something that hasn't been done before. And I think that's really exciting. So those are the things we're focusing on. I'm going to sell them on my vision also in terms of the style of play. It's going to be a fun style of basketball to coach. It's going to be a fun style of basketball to play. It's going to be a fun style of basketball to watch. And we're just going to really enjoy it. So I think recruits will really be excited about what we have to offer in Moscow.
Alex Pribble, the new head men's basketball coach at the University of Idaho, right here on Prater in the Ball Game, Idaho Sports Talk. And you know, the differences in taking over a program, let's say now in the transfer portal era compared to pretty much any previous era. I'm sure there's disadvantages, Coach, but there's also advantages, right? Talk about what you've learned and how you're ready to attack this thing, getting this gig now in this current landscape.
Yeah, well, I think it's great timing. I really do. I'm excited about it. I appreciate Terry and her team making this happen quickly so that we have a long time in the spring and time in the summer to build the roster we see fit. You know, it's not a last-minute deal where we just need to bring guys in here. We're going to do our research. We're going to do our work to understand what type of people we're bringing into the program. You know, the transfer portal and everything that goes along with it, it's an ever-changing landscape. You know, you have to be learning. You have to be adapting. You have to be on your toes. And that's where we're going to be. There's a lot of talent out there right now. We're able to do good evaluations because of the film that we can see from their Division I experience. And, you know, truthfully, there's a lot of different levels to it also. When I was at Seattle University this past year, our third leading scorer, our starting point guard, was a kid from St. Martin's University that I had recruited prior to my time at Seattle. And he came with us. So, you know, you saw it at Idaho last year with Devontae Moffitt. There's players that are going to be transferring up to new levels. Obviously, the junior college and prep school scene is very saturated right now because so many coaches are looking at the portal as well. So there's a lot of talent out there. You know, our goal is going to be to build a core. We're not just looking for a one-year solution, but we want to build a core at the University of Idaho where we can continue to improve, continue to get better, and have lasting success. And I think the portal is going to allow us to fill some immediate needs. But beyond that, we're going to have to bring in some players that are going to grow, going to buy into our vision, and are going to get better over time.
New Idaho men's basketball coach Alex Pribble. Coach, you talked about your background. Sounds like you're a little bit of a bulldog. Coach Braun calls you a fierce competitor. that's kind of who you are as a coach. What, and you just talked about the style of basketball you play. Are you a hold them under 50 guy? Are you a score 81st kind of guy? What kind of basketball can we expect to see with the Idaho Vandals this fall?
Well, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. There's a lot of ways to win games. And I think, you know, for us, the most important thing is bringing in the players that have the right caliber in terms of talent and character. And then we'll set the specific system based around based on the strengths and the weaknesses of our team. Now, with that said, we are going to recruit skilled players. We're going to recruit players that can pass, dribble, and shoot. I think it's going to be very rare that you'll ever see, you know, more than one player on the court that doesn't shoot the basketball. So a skilled style of basketball is a big part of what we're going to do. We're going to play with pace and space, and it's going to be fun. We're going to let it rip on the offensive end. But, yeah, defensively, I think, is where you're going to see a little bit of that intensity, a little bit of that physicality. That's probably where we're going to see the biggest change just in terms of the game is going to be the intensity that we bring on the defensive end. So, you know, without getting too deep into the X's and the O's and, you know, the ball screen coverages and the things we're going to do on the defensive end, I can just tell you we're going to battle. We're going to compete. We're going to get after on that side of the court.
I love it. Alex Pribble with us here on Idaho Sports Talk. Coach, I went there, and my first job in broadcasting was actually there. They gave me a tour of the arena, and I thought, okay, wow. People are just going to come no matter how good or bad the team is. That didn't happen. We have this gorgeous building. It was empty last year. And that is a tool, not just for recruiting, but also the fans. I mean, how do you plan to incorporate ICCU Arena into everything it is that you're doing? You know the Big Sky. You've been in every building in that conference. So I'd like your opinion on where ICCU sits in comparison. And also, like, yeah, the building doesn't just get people to come in. I learned that the team actually has to play good ball, too.
You're right, man. Johnny, we're going to have to get you up to a lot of games this year. I tell you what, I have this vision, man. Walking into that gym, the lights are low, the fans are going crazy, the music's blasting, it's packed to the rafters, and our players are competing for championships in that gym. That's what it's got to look like. But you're right, the product on the floor has to be worthwhile as well, and that community is ready. That community, the Vandal family, is ready to come and support. We're going to need the students there. We're going to need the community there. We're going to need the alumni there. You know, it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck type of situation. But if people can get behind our guys, and I think they will because of the style of basketball we're playing and the caliber of student-athletes we're going to bring in, I think they'll get behind us, and we're going to get that thing going. I think it's going to be the greatest home-court advantage in the conference. That's our goal. We want to make it a memorable experience for the students as well. You know, we want them to think about their time at the University of Idaho, and one of the things that comes to mind is going to those basketball games, cheering on their Vandals. That it's an important part of what we're doing up there. So the arena is fantastic. I'm so excited. I think for our recruiting and just for the experience, it's going to be great. But you're right, it goes beyond that. We're gonna have to put a great product on the court, something that the community is proud of, that they want to support. And if we do that, now you're talking about something really, really special in that community.
All right, Coach, we just met. I need you to do me a big monster favor, though, as my partner just said. He's a proud Vandal, and we've been working together for about 3 years. I'm tired of him whining and complaining about Vandal basketball. How fast can you fix this?
I tell you what, we're not looking for a quick fix. And I think he'd tell you that that's not what Vandal family is looking for either. It's not a 1 year, then drop off the map kind of deal. We want to build this into a powerhouse program, and that's going to take some time. It's not going to be immediate. It's going to be one step, one day at a time. And that's the way I'm kind of wired too, is being focused on the process. You know, we have big goals, you know, high expectations, but it's not going to be just a drop in the hat, one day, 1 year thing. We want to get better. It's going to be lasting success that's built over time. So we're going to be learning. We're going to be learning every day. You know, there's going to be some ups and downs this first year, but step by step, as we kind of climb up that mountain, it's going to get harder and harder. But I do think if we continue to get better, if we do stay focused on the process, that we can turn this thing around and make it something you guys are proud of.
Ball game, did you hear that? He's going to win your championships. You're going to get excited, but it's not going to happen right off the bat. So I bet you're pretty fired up for this guy right now.
I am, and I still have high expectations for year one, and hopefully that continues to build. I'll just tell you this. I hope Coach Pribble is ready for a night at the Corner Club with me and Jason Eck. I hope he's ready for that.
Let's do it. Hey, Coach, let's do it. I'm excited.
Coach, one last thing, and I think this is embarrassing for everybody, but Idaho and Boise State have not played in basketball since 2014. That's almost a decade. Please tell me you'd be open to scheduling some type of a non-con with Boise State. Let's end this crap.
I hear you. Well, let me tell you, I spent some time scheduling. These past 4 years at Seattle University, I was in charge of the scheduling, so I have some good experience in what all goes into that piece of the puzzle. And you got to be really strategic with who you're scheduling, when you're scheduling. There's a flow to these things. It should build over time, prepare you for conference. So there's a lot that goes into it. Now, with that said, I would absolutely want to have the opportunity to play some in-state rivals and some of the local competitive teams. Coach Rice does an unbelievable job down there. Great blueprint for success. But if the opportunity were to come to play them, we would be very, very excited about that.
I love it. Coach Pribble, you got the whole show coming up, the press conference and all that today, and I'm just trying to get your feet wet up there. Congratulations once again, man. We can't wait to bring you back on Idaho Sports Talk. Congratulations on the new gig.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate your time. Go Vandals.
Heck yeah. What do you guys think? 208-424-9300. I get it, Boise State fan. You're probably too cool for this, and that's fine. All my Vandals out there, thoughts on hearing Alex Pribble and his vision and his mission up there? Would appreciate you guys texting some stuff in on that. Prater, it's the first day of spring. I have a list of, I think, 12 or 13 spring activities.
Spring activities? What does that mean?
With spring comes a new list of activities. So much room for activities now, JP. I'm going to be mentioning some of these. I'm going to throw them out there. You tell me if these are overrated or underrated spring activities coming up on Idaho Sports Talk. I know it's only Monday, but this Friday you'll get your sweet deal from Deja Brew Bistro in Meridian. You know the drill. You give us $25, we give you $50 to spend at Deja Brew Bistro right in the heart of downtown Meridian. That's Friday. Go to KTIK.com at 9 a.m. and click the Sweet Deals link.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.